ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एस् आल्सो स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑल दि ऑर्गन्स बिकम वेल डेवलप्ड Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying the story of Satyakama Jabala. So far, we have seen, pleased by his purity of heart, intense faith, Shraddha, and Tapasya. Tapasya means austerity. Austerity means the capacity to think deeply, undistractedly, concentratedly for a long time without being interrupted by any other thought. And whatever helps such a condition of the mind, whether reducing food or bearing the dualities like cold and heat, respect and insult, etc., etc., all these are only aids. Important thing is to expand our consciousness through deep thinking. And when we think deeply, certain things reveal themselves. What things? I am not talking high spiritual realities, but they are also included there. If we really reflect upon our experiences in the world, we see that certain things definitely happen. There is no force on earth, no scientific instrument which can stop things happening. And that's why almost every religion says, Inshallah, God's will, Allah's will, let thy will be done. Or according to Hindu religion, let God's will be done. Or everything happens because of one's own prarabdha karma. Whatever be, it is a way of acknowledging that whatever happens is all by the will of God. We speak out, but we are not convinced. Perhaps it can be changed by prayer, by tapasya, etc. Usually, it cannot be changed. Why? Because until we learn our lessons, and this world has only one purpose. Every experience that we go through in this world is meant to make us better and better and better people until the self-knowledge dawns that we do not belong to this world, we belong to God alone. And for that, whatever is necessary, like carrot and stick, if we are rewarded and we are encouraged to move towards God, that's one way. But if we are too stubborn, then the stick will be applied. Stick means evil, misery, etc. So when we accept only very little, very, very little is in our actual control, even that little also, as Sri Ramakrishna says, is actually not under our control, like a cow tied by a farmer. Even there is a little bit of freedom, so far as the length of the rope gives the opportunity to the cow, so also the owner of the cow. It depends how much length of the rope which he uses upon each particular cow. Even the illusion that we are free, that is a greatest illusion. Neither we are free about ourselves and much less about other people. So to accept this fact upon deep reflection, and once we really accept it, wonderful changes take place which will make us. So if something is not in my control, I cannot undo it, and therefore I can only pray, I can only bear with it, and that is the result of deep thinking. And then along with that comes, human life is too valuable, so we have to go forward. These are all the results of austerity. Once that understanding comes, we have no way but to rely upon the teachings of the scriptures, and then we develop slowly Shraddha. So, pleased with the Shraddha. In the words of the Guru, Guru Shastra Vakyeshu Satya Buddhi Avadharana, the great Shankaracharya defines such a marvelous way in his Viveka Chudamani, what is Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, says whatever the Guru utters is absolute truth, because it is only God who is of the nature of Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma who is speaking, and what is Satyam can never produce Asatyam. It is impossible for God to say what is Asatyam. What does it mean? Asatyam means non-existence. For existence, pure existence, to will something should not be there. Let something be non-existent. It simply is impossible. For knowledge, not to say that ignorance is impossible. For bliss, it is impossible to suffer. That is the nature of God. And therefore, slowly, gradually, our faith in the scriptures will increase. And that's what exactly had taken place in the case of Satyakamaja Bala. And once it had happened, immediately he was merged completely. That is how we know. And the inner divinity, potential divinity, started to manifest. And it came as if in the form of a bull, in the form of fire, in the form of a swan, in the form of a water bird. So first in the form of the Rishabha, second in the form of the Agni, third in the form of Hamsa, fourth in the form of a bird called Madhu. But these are just like our mouthpieces, just like any government attending an important meeting, the president or the prime minister, is rare for them to attend such meetings. It is the duly elected representatives, but they represent the views of the respective heads of the state. That is important. Every guru represents only God's words, and God is pleased with Satyakama because he was truly Satyakama. Satyakama means a desirer of only truth. Truth means Brahman, desirer of God, desirer of Brahman, desirer of Atman. So he was completely absorbed. Time was not noticed by him. And so one day at dusk, as he sat down, completely absorbed, because completely receptive, suddenly the Vayu Devata, these are Devatas,
Vayudevata. These are called Adhi Devadevatas, the rulers. God manifesting in the form of the heads of various departments to do the Srishti, Sthiti and Laya on His behalf. So the Hiranyagarbha or Sutratma or Vayudevata, Pranadevata, and then here particularly Vayudevata, and afterwards Agni Devata, afterwards Aditya Devata. We will see the inner meaning very shortly. And finally, the Pranadevata. These are the Devatas, manifestations of God, who have taught the Satyakama. Each Devata taught clearly 1/4 of the knowledge about Brahman. So, 4 Devatas, 4 parts, the knowledge of Brahman is complete. But each part is subdivided into 4 sub-parts. So, 4 into 4, 16. And 16, the number 16 in Vedanta is very important. Shodasha Kala Purnaha. Kala means part, not art. One meaning of Kala is part, another meaning of Kala is art, and art also is a part of God only, life only. So, each one taught 1/4, the knowledge of Brahman is complete. And what does it mean, teaching? Not like a ordinary teacher speaking words, like Sri Ramakrishna used to touch. May your consciousness be awakened. He used to write sometimes. Sometimes by look, sometimes by touching, sometimes writing something on the tongue. In many ways, Sri Ramakrishna used to awaken their inner consciousness. So when a devata does this, immediately the realization will come. And why these 4 devatas? Because Satyakama must have been worshipping, contemplating Vayu Devata, Agni Devata, Aditya Devata, and Prana Devata. How do we know? When Gopalerma had the vision of her Gopala, she had been seeing, as if a mother is seeing, all the playful antics of her child. How did Gopala's mother see? Why did she see only those things? Because she has been contemplating upon that aspect of Gopala. And what does Gopala do? By hearing from the Bhagavatam, etc. This is what Krishna is to play with his mother, with his father, with his brother, with his friends, both male and female. So, what Gopala's ma had been doing for nearly 35 years, and that became a concrete reality, and that is exactly what happened in the case of Satyakama Jabala also, and that is what we have to understand from the teachings, narration of this Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, 4th chapter. Now, what were the things that we have seen? First, Vayudevata came and told about, so I will teach you 1/4 of Brahman consisting of 4 parts, the directions, 4 directions, the eastern, the western, the southern, and the northern, Prachidik, Pratichidik, Dakshinadik, Udichidik, Brahmanaha Prakashavan Nama. And we have also seen what happens when a person becomes identified with this aspect of Brahman called Prakashavan. He, the aspirant, becomes one. Just as Brahman is Prakashavan, that is radiant, so also because this aspirant has removed the separate identity and became one with that aspect of Brahman, he will also be radiant, exactly like Brahman. And if he has got any lingering desires after the fall of this body, he will go and experience and enjoy all the worlds. That means wherever he goes, that place becomes radiant because he is the root cause of the radiance. This is how we have to understand. Then we go next. So having taught the 1/4 of the aspect of Brahman, Vayu Devata also said that Agni will teach you another 1/4 aspect of Brahman. And so next day at dusk, after all the cows settled down for the night's rest, then Nachiketa invoked the fire and was absorbed. Absorbed means what? He was completely identified with fire. Just as this is a psychological fact, we have to understand, when a student makes his mind receptive to the teachings of the teacher, then he becomes one with the teacher's mind. That is called transmission of knowledge from a mind which has that knowledge to a mind which is ready to receive the knowledge. Until this receptive capacity or becoming one with the teacher's mind, the transmission will not take place. And it is true in every respect. If two wires, broken wires, electricity will not flow. And both wires must be of the same quality. One to give, another to receive. If one is able to transmit, the other is not sufficiently strong, equally strong, then even when the transmission takes place, it gets burnt out. That is what we call fuse is burnt out. So we have to understand this particular fact. The student erases his studentship. That means he makes his mind absolutely one with the mind of the teacher, and the transmission takes place. Then only the transmission can take place and not otherwise. So in this part, Agni, then the Vayu Devata said that Agni Devata will teach you. Agni will teach you means Agni Devata will teach you. One Devata is telling to another Devata. I can go further and say it is not one Devata telling about the other Devata. I am not capable of teaching you the other one, but it means I will teach you today in this forum 1/4 about Brahman. Tomorrow I will teach you in another form, another 1/4 part of Brahman. Day after tomorrow also, I will teach you 1/4 of Brahman in the form, in another form. And fourth day also, I will complete the teaching in another form. In other words, one should not think, Vayu, Agni, Aditya, Prana, they are four separate gods. No, no, they are not separate gods. They are four manifestations of one Brahman. That's very important for us to understand. So we have seen, so the east, the west, the south, the north, that means all the space. And we cannot recognize space unless there is an object. Keep this point in view. And there is a small piece of cloud floating in the sky. And we say, it is floating in the sky. How did you recognize it in the sky? Because of the piece of cloud. Similarly, you don't know what is space unless there is an object. This beautiful point has been brilliantly brought out both by Vidyaranya in Panchadashi as well as so Sureshwaracharya's Bhashyam also, on Shankaracharya's Bhashyam, called Vartika, Sureshwaracharya's Vartika. Just as light reveals an object, because unless there is light, an object cannot be cognized. But what we fail to understand, if there is no object, the light also cannot be cognized. So both of them, they reveal, the light reveals the object, simultaneously a object also reveals the light, because as soon as you see the object, you understand, oh, there is light, even though it is all subconscious thinking. How could I see an object? Because there is light. So, just as if there is no light, object cannot be cognized. So, when there is an object, light also is simultaneously cognized, even though we do not pay attention to it. Even if there is light, and there will be light, with or without object, but there is nobody to cognize that light. And this also applies. If we do not have unhappy experience, we will never know what is called happy experience. Similarly, if we don't have happy experience, we will not know what is unhappy experience. Since mind, which consists of these dualities, is totally suppressed for the time being, in deep sleep state, we have neither experience of happiness or unhappiness, good or evil, honor or dishonor, gain or loss, victory or defeat. These are all characteristics of the mind. Therefore, tremendous amount of only I am there. When a person says, but I am not aware, when are you telling you are not aware? You are telling this, giving this statement in the waking state. In the waking state, you only, when you are aware of something, you are aware of yourself. But that is not so. In deep sleep state, you are 100% aware, but there is nothing to be aware of. It is pure self-awareness. That's what you have to understand here. So, this God is pleased. Brahman is pleased. So, he is manifesting himself in the form of knowledge, in the heart of Satya Kamaja Bala, but as if these are the instruments through which that divinity is self-revealing itself in the heart, in the Hridaya Kuhara of Satya Kamaja Bala. So, what is the next day at dusk, as soon as Satya Kamaja Bala was completely merged? That means he became identified with Agni Devata. So, Agni Devata is revealing its own knowledge to himself in the form of Satya Kamaja Bala. Says Prithivi, Antariksham, Dyohu, Samudraha, Bhohu, Bhuvaha, Swaha, Mahaha, or Samudraha. I will quote also from the Taittiriya Upanishad very soon. So, because if there is space, that space has to be revealed. Otherwise, it won't become Prakasha. Only when there is an object, you know, oh, there is an object. Simultaneously, with the awareness of the object, space is also revealed, light also is revealed, and without the light and space reveals the object, and in its turn, the object also reveals the light as well as the space. So, he says that this earth and the heavenly world, this world, heavenly world, and in between worlds, that means the whole creation divided into Bhuhu, Bhuvaha and Swaha, plus that vast body of water called ocean, that is 1/4 of Brahman. That means whenever you are walking, I am walking on Brahman. Walking on the earth means walking on Brahman. Even if you have put on shoes, it doesn't matter. If you are walking up and down in the aeroplane, that is also you are walking only on Brahman only. So, if you are walking, a baby is walking on mother's body, mother is Brahman. So, if a baby is taken up in the arms of the father, father becomes Brahman, the baby becomes also participates in Brahmalila. So, whenever we see the up, look up and think about the higher worlds, or look at Samudra, oh, this is Brahman, this is Brahman, this is Brahman. When you look towards the east, west, south, north, above, below, and Hinduism adds 4 more directions. We call them A, Nai, Va, E, the conjunction between east and west, ಆಗ್ನೇಯ, ನೈಋತಿ, ವಾಯವ್ಯ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಈಶಾನ್ಯ. ಸೊ 8, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಕಾಶ, ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಆಕಾಶ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸೊ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಶಾಪ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ ವರ್ಕ್ ಶಾಪ್, ಯು ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಕ್ ಶಾಪ್ ಬಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್, ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ವರ್ಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಪ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್. ಸೊ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಅಗ್ನಿ ದೇವತಾ ಈಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ದೆನ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಪಾದ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ 1/4 ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಹೋಮ್ ಆದಿತ್ಯ ದೇವತಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಇಟ್. ಅಗ್ನಿಹಿ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೀ ಫೈರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಾಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೀ ದಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಗಾಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೀ ದಿ ಮೂನ್ ಗಾಡ್. ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸೀ ದಿ ವಿದ್ಯುತ್ ಲೈಟನಿಂಗ್, ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ 1/4 ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ವೈ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ರಯರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಫೈರ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಿ ಸನ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಿ ಮೂನ್, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದಿ ಲೈಟನಿಂಗ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಟು ಥ್ರೈವ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ಮೇಂಟೈನರ್ಸ್, ಆದಿ ದೈವಿಕ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಶುಡ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ, ಸೂರ್ಯ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಥಿಂಕ್ ಡೀಪ್ಲಿ, ದಿ ಬರ್ತ್, ದಿ ಸಸ್ಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್. ಮೀನ್ ವೈಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಸ್ಲಿ, ಹೀಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈಡ್, ಫುಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈಡ್, ಮೆಡಿಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಪ್ಲೈಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ಡ್. ವಿದ್ಯುತ್, ವಿದ್ಯುತ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಟನಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಟನಿಂಗ್ ಸೇ? ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ರೈನ್ಸ್. ರೈನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಗಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮಾಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ರೀಚರ್ಸ್, ನಾನ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ರೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಮೇಂಟೈನ್ಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿ 4th ಪದ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಣದೇವತಾ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಓಕೆ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ಸ್, ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಮೇಂಟೈನಿಂಗ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆಂಟ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಸೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಎ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ. ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ, ಚಿದಾಭಾಸ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೆನ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಗ್ನೈಸ್ಡ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಡ್, ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಇಂಟರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸಾಕ್ಷನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ, ಚಕ್ಷು, ಶ್ರೋತ್ರ, ಮನಃ. ಪ್ರಾಣ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣದೇವತಾ. ಹೂ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣದೇವತಾ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣದೇವತಾ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್? ಸೊ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ಡ್. ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಟೆಂಡ್ ದೀಸ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್. ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಲೈವ್. ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ರಿಕಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಕೀಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ಮೆಮರಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಮೌತ್ ಇನ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಪ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಪ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ವಾಯ್ಸ್ ಸಫಿಷಿಯಂಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಬೈ ಎವರಿಬಡಿ. ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಕ್ಷು, ಶ್ರೋತ್ರ, ಮನಃ. ಚಕ್ಷು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಐಸ್. ಶ್ರೋತ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಮನಃ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬೋತ್ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಲೆಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಬ್ರೀಫ್ಲಿ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಲುಕ್ ಅಟ್ ದೀಸ್ 4 ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೇಸ್, ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಕಾಶ. ಸ್ಪೇಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟ್ಲಿ ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಬಿಫೋರ್ we indulge in any activity, small or big. The second creation is this entire world, consisting of this earth and the heavens and all the worlds in between, and the what is called limitless ocean represents the second section of Brahman. So first space, then creation of the worlds, and then maintainers, those who look after the worlds. That is the third stage. So to maintain this creation, God himself manifests as the sustainer in the form of fire, sun, moon and lightning. This is what Bhagavad Gita says, Gama Vishyacha Bhutani Dharayami Aham Ojasa Pushnami Chaushadi Sarvaha Somo Bhutva Rasatmakaha. And lastly comes the creation of the individual soul. That is, without Jivatma, all this is totally meaningless, useless. Even to cognize there is a creation, to think who created this hell, even to say that, Jivatma is necessary. So Jivatma, every creature, living creature is Jivatma, and every non-living creature is a potential Jivatma. Even whether it is a human being or a mosquito, all are Jivatmas only, having this body and mind, and they are the maintained by the Mukhya Prana, eyes, ears, all the sense organs, organs of action, organs of knowledge, and mind. And this was described as the fourth part of the Brahman. Are we talking about some new idea, or are we only recapitulating what we already know? Let us recollect what we discussed in the first chapter of the Taittiriya Upanishad called Sikshavalli. There in the fifth section, Bhuritiva Ayam Lokaha Bhuvaha Iti Antariksham Suvarityasau Lokaha Mahiti Adityaha Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante Bhuritiva Agnihi Bhuvaiti Vayuhu Suvarityadityaha Mahiti Chandramaha Chandramasavava Sarvani Jyoti Gumshi Mahiyante. This is called Sthiti. First it is called, you know, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, etc. But this is creation. Then we have to understand Bhuriti Varichaha, Bhuvaiti Samani, Suvaiti Yajogumshi. These three represent knowledge. Knowledge means thoughts. Thoughts are represented by the mind. That's why it is said, Mahaiti Brahma, Brahmana Vava Sarve Vedaha Mahiyante, Bhuriti Vai Pranaha, Bhuvaiti Apanaha, Suvariti Vyanaha, Mahaiti Annam, Annena Vava Sarve Pranaha, Mahiyante. So, only with the help of the Prana, Prana means energy, all the entire, both gross and subtle bodies are possible only because of the Prana. Even the deep sleep state called Sushupti, even though temporarily it is not functioning, but it is maintained without prana, none of these three states will be there. And this is what again being repeated in different circumstances with different expression of words, but exactly the same truth. So we have discussed first part, what is that? All the directions, all the space is Brahman. We discussed the second part, what is it? That all the lokas, everything, this world, upper world, and everything is vast, infinite, and samudra. Samudra represents water. Without water, prana is impossible. Now we come to the resume, the third part of Brahman, seventh section. So what happened? Brahman manifested in the form of Hamsa, and then Hamsa means swan, Paramahamsa. But it is called Aditya Devata, Surya Devata. It is telling about the one-fourth of the Brahman as the third part. So this is what is telling. Hamsa te padam vakteti. Before departing, Agni Devata foretold, don't worry, do not think only you have got only two parts of Brahman and the other two parts, who is going to complete? No, no. Tomorrow at dusk, you be receptive and then another devata will come. Aditya devata will come. Hamsa means swan. Soham hamsaha. Soham. That is the real meaning of hamsa. Just as swan moves effortlessly in the space. So Surya Devata, another name for Surya Devata, is called swan. And swan is so pleasing because Surya Devata is the one who is so pleasing. The Rasagulla that we eat, or the non-vegetarian we love so much, everything is the prasadam of Surya Devata only in the form of food. Hamsa te padam bhakteti. So this Aditya Devata will come and he will teach you, instruct you in the 1/4 of Brahman, third part of 1/4 of Brahman. Saha shobhute gaha aviprastapayam jakara ta etra abhisayam babuhu tatra agnim upasamadhaya gaha uparudhya samidham adhaya paschat agnehe prang upavivesha. Exactly same description in all the four ones. At dawn of the next day, and he drove the cows towards the teacher's house, and towards dusk, at the place where the cows come together and take rest, he kindled the fire there, penned the cows, laid on fuel, and sat down near them, behind the fire, facing the east. Then, as soon as he became receptive, then what happened? Tam hamsaha upanipatya abhyavada. Approaching this Bhagavan, in the form of Aditya Devata, the sun god, Satyakama, he said, Satyakama, O Satyakama, iti. And then, as usual, this is also same thing we have discussed, it's a repetition, Bhagava itiha pratishushrava. So, Aditya Devata, in the form of this swan, flew to him and addressed him, O Satyakama. Yes, revered sir, he responded. Brahmanah Somya te padam pravaniti. Repeating what Agni Devata told, Hey Somya, hey pleasing child, receptive child, te to you, Brahmanah padam pravani. I am going to instruct you in 1/4 of Brahman, this is the third 1/4. Bravitu me bhagavaniti. I am ready to receive it. I am all attention. Oh my great guru, bravitu me. May the Lord instruct me. Satyakama Jabala understood, this is not a bird, this is Bhagavan in the form of Aditya Devata. Who is more qualified to talk about this maintenance of this world, about Adidaiva, than Surya Devata? Tasmai ha uvacha. And keeping in mind Satyakama Jabala, this Aditya Devata uvacha, gave the instructions. And up to here, common words only. Agnihi kala, suryah kala, chandrah kala, vidyut kala, eshavai somya, chatush kala padu, brahmanah jyotishman nama. So, fire is one part, the sun god is one part, the moon god is one part, and the lightning god is one part, and eshavai somya. This indeed, why means indeed, oh, pleasing one, because you have received so beautifully. I am pleased with you. Every teacher becomes pleased when the student understands it exactly how the teacher understands. Chatushkalaha padaha, consisting of four parts, and this is 1/3 of Brahman, or third teaching about 1/4 of Brahman, consisting of four parts. What are the four parts? Fire, the sun, the moon, and the lightning. And then, what is the name of this? Brahmanaha Jyotishman Nama. It is nothing but light, full of light. So, that means what? All this light alone can produce food, maintain the world, and take back everything at the end. Recycling is done. So, creation, maintenance, recycling, everything is done by this Adhishtana Devatas. Dear boy, I am going to instruct you about 1 foot of Brahman, 1 part of Brahman. Please instruct me, revered sir. And then the Surya Devata, Aditya Devata said to him, fire is one part, the sun is one part, the moon is one part, lightning is one part. This indeed, dear boy, is 1 foot of Brahman consisting of 4 parts. Therefore, this Brahman is called effulgent, radiant, full of light. So, what is the result of this? And again, exactly same way, sa ya etam evam vidvan, one who knows what I have just now taught you, anybody, not only you, anybody in future and in past also, chatushkalam padam brahmanaha, is 1/4 of the Brahman, jyotishman, is full of light, iti upaste, effulgent, full of effulgence, and he contemplates. What does he become? He becomes one with jyotishman Brahma. And then what happens? Jyotishman asmin loke bhavati. He becomes radiant with light. And then if he has got desires, after the destruction of the body, fall of the body, jyotishmato ha lokan jayati. He goes there, and wherever he goes there, he illumines the entire creation. It is a mistake. The world gives us a happiness. But if we are ready, we produce happiness, and that is, we mistakenly think that the world is giving us happiness, but we are giving to the world. We are giving the power of happiness to a sweet, and then we are mistakenly thinking, a sweet is giving me happiness. If you are not happy, the sweet can never make you happy. And then after death, he will go to these worlds and makes everything light up with his light, because he has become one with that Brahman called Jyotishman. And then whoever, chatushkalam padam brahmano jyotishman itupaste, not only satyakamajabala, and he had attained. Until he attains, the next teaching will not come. That is an important point you will have to note down. And then he says, madguste padam vakteti. So, there is a bird called madgu, waterfowl, and it is going to teach you the last pada, 1/4, about Brahman. And then what happened? Sa ha shobhute gaha aviprastapaya chakara taha etravisayam babuhu tatra agnim upasamadaya gaha uparudhya samidham adaya paschad agnehe prang upopavivesha. So, at dawn of the next day, he drove the cows. Towards evening, at the place where the cows came together, he kindled the fire there, penned the cows, laid on fuel, sat down near them behind the fire, facing the east, and he started doing upasana of Brahman. Tam madguhur upanishad abhyavada satyakama iti bhagavahite ha pratishusha. When he became completely absorbed, Bhagavan came, Brahman came, in the form of this madgu bird, and having approached upa nipatya abhyuvada, addressed Satyakamajabala, Satyakama, O Satyakama, iti Bhagavaha itiha, yes Bhagavan, I am ready to receive whatever you are about to teach me, because by this time Satyakamajabala had been instructed 3 times, please be receptive, ready, and he was ready. Itiha pratishushrava. Thus he replied. Then, Brahmana somyate padam pravanit. I am going to complete the knowledge of Brahman by giving you 1/4. Already you had completed 3/4. Bravitume bhagavaniti. So, Bhagavan, please instruct me. Tasmai hovacha. For that recipient, Bhagavan himself is telling. Important point, if we are not ready, Bhagavan is ready, but we are not ready, teaching will not be received. So Pranadevata instructed. What did he instruct? Pranaha kala, chakshuh kala, shrotram kala, manaha kala, eshavai somya, chatushkalaha padu, brahmanaha, ayatavan nama. Dear boy, let me instruct you about 1 foot of Brahman. Please instruct me, revered sir. Then the Pranadevata in the form of Madgu bird said to him, Prana is one part. Pranadevata is talking about himself. So, Prana, Mukhya, I am the Mukhya Prana in the body. Then, I only energize the eye, and I only energize the ear. I only energize all the sense organs, also organs of action, and also the mind. Otherwise, life will be meaningless. Prana is one part. eye is one part, ear is one part, and the mind is one part. This indeed, dear boy, is 1 foot of Brahman, consisting of 4 parts, named the repository, Ayatavan. That means the support. Anybody who meditates upon this kind of Brahman, he also becomes Ayatanavan. Means what? He will be able to teach exactly how he was taught to anybody who is ready. And he can bless people by his very blessing. He need not pray. He can just wish and everything will be all right. And then what is the result? Saya etamevam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanah ayatavan ityupaste ayatanavan asmin loke bhavati ayatanavatoha lokan jayati ya etam evam vidvan chatushkalam padam brahmanah ayatanavan ityupaste. Exactly, what is the result? He who knows this, that means he becomes identified with this Brahman called Ayatanavan, this 1 foot of Brahman consisting of 4 parts and called Ayatanavan Brahma, and meditates on it as a repository, becomes a repository himself in this world. He who knows, that means he who have become identified with this Ayatanavan Brahma consisting of 4 parts, that is, earlier he said, what are those? Prana, Chakshuhu, Shrotraha, and then what is the next one? Chatushkalah Pradaha, Manaha, mind. That means the mind and the body. And this is the last 1/4. That is to say, every living creature, every Jivatma. So Jivatma is there. And who is maintaining all the Jivatmas? Yadhishthana Devatas. And the Adhishthana Devatas, for the sake of this Jivatma, created all these 3 worlds, all the 14 worlds. And for that, before that, space was created. Thus, the whole creation has come. Then, what happened? That he became a repository. He became radiant. He became Jyotishman. And whatever results were promised, he became. Then, prapahi acharya kulam, tam acharyo abhyuvada, satyakamaha iti, bhagavaha iti ha pratishusha. Satyakama, 5th day, reached the teacher's ashrama, prostrated himself before, and then as soon as the teacher saw him, what happened? The teacher addressed him, O Satyakama, Bhagavan, O Lord, please tell me. Pratishusha, that's replied. Yes, revered sir. Brahmavit iva vaisomya bhasi konatva anushashasa iti anye manushyebhya itiha pratijagne bhagavanstu eva me kame bruyat. So what happened? So the teacher, looking at the face, he said, Brahmavit eva vaisomya bhasi. Your face is shining, you are shining like a noira Brahman. Somya, common word. That is, Guru is selling, my beloved child, you are already shining like a noira Brahman. Konutva anushasasa iti. That is, who had instructed you in all this? Do you think the Guru doesn't know? He knows everything. And yet, he only came, Guru only came in the form of all these 4 devatas, because he himself was a, Guru himself was a Brahmagnani. He only came in the form of these, and he only taught them. So if anybody thinks Satyakama was given this manual labor and then the Guru was enjoying sitting himself, completely that person will be, his understanding will be wrong. But he said, what did Satyakama reply? How did Anye Manushyebhya Itiha Pratijagne? Yes, I have been taught, I understood everything, but I want to confirm my realization, and you are my teacher, please do confirm. So, instead of saying, somebody else has taught, he said, we have to understand this. You only taught me, O Guruji, Bhagavan, you only came in the form of the 4 deities, because anybody who contemplated, he should have, by this time, he should have understood that Brahman, my Guru is Brahma, Guru Brahma, Brahman is my Guru, and Brahman is manifesting as the creator, as the maintainer, and they has the maintained. Everything is Brahman only. So, all in the form of other gods, assuming the forms of many, the fire, the sun, etc., they came and they taught me. But then, Itiha Pratijagne, this is of Satyakama Jabala, replied to the Guru and said, Bhagavant eva me kame bruya. May my Guru be pleased, Bhagavan be pleased with me, but you must instruct me. What instruction Satyakama is expecting from the Guru? Because he has already become one. He said, please confirm. Like Shukadeva went to Janaka Rishi and then he said, you please confirm what my father told me. I am an aware of Brahman. So you, I did not believe. I have some doubts. You please confirm. And that is what Janaka Raja also confirmed. But after testing him for 14 days, with dishonor as well as honor. And then Shrutam Hyeva me Bhagavad Rishabhya Acharyadhi Eva Vidya Vidita Sadhishtam Prapatiti Tasmaiha Etad Eva Vacha Atraha Nakinchana Viyayeti Viyayeti. I have definitely heard from persons like your venerable self that the knowledge directly learned from one's own teacher becomes undoubted knowledge, most beneficial. That is what he said. I want you to confirm because I already know what you have taught me through this four form. Just now I told you that. It is not that without Guru's knowledge, somebody came and taught and then he became enlightened. No. Guru himself, if you believe he is Brahma, he is Vishnu, he is Maheshwara, he himself had come. But assuming the four forms, taught him appropriately, made him realize the truth of what they taught. Otherwise, the next lesson will not come until yesterday's lesson or today's lesson is not mastered. Only when it is mastered, next lesson will come. So, then he says, Tasmaiha etadeva uvacha atra. The teacher repeated what he already heard because the teacher is only repeating what he already taught in these four forms, and then he said, this is what I taught you, and that is what Satyakama Jabala understood. Nakinchana viyaya iti, viyaya iti. So there is nothing left out, because he taught everything earlier. Merely he confirmed what he has already taught. So this usage of this word viyaya means nothing is left out twice indicates the end of the section or end of the chapter, end of a book, etc. This closes the story of Satyakama Jabala. Most marvelous story if you have heard what we discussed so far. If we become, until we become Satyakama Jabala, it is not possible to receive anything. That's what Sri Ramakrishna meant. The breeze of God's grace is always blowing. Unfurl your sails. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhurmuhu. May the Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.